Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So last night was the first night I really had to use a blanket.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was, wasn't it?
And it's like the first morning that I woke up and, you know, you open the front door and you go, oh, man, it's a little chilly out here.
It was.
It's nice. It's nice right now. But, you know, oh, mid-January when, you know, when the wind is really howling and it's really cold outside.
Oh, it'll still be nice.
Nah.
My favorite time of the year.
This is my favorite time of the year. Yesterday was a great day. I kind of hung out on a back porch and, you know,
it yours?
No, it wasn't. It was my in-laws.
Man, you need to stop doing that.
I know,
get
right?
Get in trouble hanging out in random people's back porches.
I know, right? It was my in-laws' back porch. And they live right on the mountain in Northeast.
Mountain. Yes.
That's what I said.
You said mountain.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
No.
You went all millennial on us, man.
No. Mountain. So we were hanging out there on the back porch. It was just gorgeous. I mean, in the shade, it was almost to the point where you're like, I might need a light jacket. Mm. Just almost there, there. Mm-hmm. But it was so nice.
Yeah.
This is my favorite time of year.
It's really windy on the west side, though. Is
really
it still really windy?
Yes.
It was like 90 minutes ago. I haven't been outside since.
Yes, really windy. Yeah, and on the east side, not so much.
Cool, I think it's just this
breezy,
part of the mountain.
But yeah, it's coming down the mountain really hard on the west side. So yeah, so just be aware. Isn't it supposed to be chilly today? It's supposed to be like 15 degrees cooler than it was yesterday.
I think it's going to be like in the low 70s.
In the low 70s?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like 70, give or take, like in that area, a couple of degrees plus or minus.
Yeah, because I was really surprised yesterday when I was like kind of, you know, just bebopping around the internet and they said something about, you know, a storm track first alert. I'm going, what?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, you know, mid-October. Ain't nothing happening right now.
I know,
Calm down.
Oh, yeah. No, they're still first alerting.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not too bad, but it's going to be a really nice day.
Tomorrow should be warmer, though. I think today's like the only like really cool day before it starts warming up again. And then we'll be back up into the 80s starting tomorrow.
Yeah, see, this is the part that drives me crazy about El Paso in the fall. Because it's like, we'll do this, and then on Halloween, when your kids really don't, you know, they want everybody to see their costumes, it'll be 12 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We still have like 3 to 4 weeks of this, you know, where we're going to be in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 80s, in the 70s, maybe close to 90.
Yeah.
You know, before we have to start hunting KWC sportscaster Lou Romano for his fur. So, yeah, we'll check in with Nicole Gomez.
Okay.
She will either alert you or not.
She probably will.
Coming up in the
they
next
love
12
that alert
minutes.
Thing.
They do, don't they? They do. Kiss FM.
Happy, 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 happy birthday. Birthday.
Chuck a chuck a chuck a cheese for my birthday.
Woohoo. Shout out.
If they say it's your birthday, then happy birthday.
Woo.
Let's look over the list of celebrities you share your birthday with today.
Okay, you share your birthday with this 63-year-old. I think his band that he fronted, well, the band that he was the front man for, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he was pretty much known as his alter ego, Diamond Dave.
Okay. Then that makes him David Lee Roth.
Right.
Totally.
He's 63.
Team Roth, man.
When it came
to Van Halen lead singers.
Yeah, not a Van Hagar person.
When Sammy Hagar took over, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't David Lee Roth.
It was not David Lee Roth.
You know, some time ago, somebody found some isolated vocals of David Lee Roth. They do that a lot, you know, because when they go into the studio, a lot of times everybody records their parts separately and then they're mixed, right? And so somebody found the isolated vocals of David Lee Roth doing his screaming for Running with the Devil. and I found them to be pretty darn interesting. Here's a sample. Here's another. Here is some of his patented screaming. Here's another one of his screams isolated. I love it. I love it.
So great.
I love it because I think that his screams could make like really good alarm systems.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like for example, you know, like when you have a car alarm.
Woo!
you have a car alarm, right? And you have to arm that thing.
Yeah.
You know how it always goes, boop, boop.
Right.
This kind of sounds like it. Right? It almost sounds like you're arming your alarm. You know? That way nobody can break into your car and steal all your sweet Van Halen cassettes.
Right?
And if they did, it would sound like this.
Oh my God.
And you could also use his screams for home alarm systems. Somebody breaks into your home.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Right? Right? You could even wake up to that time
totally
of day.
You totally could. Oh my
Ain't
God.
Ain't nobody gonna sleep through that, my friend.
Nope.
David Lee Roth, ladies and gentlemen. Respect.
And you also share your birthday with this 44-year-old. He's an actor. He's a dancer. We first got to know him as A.C. Slater in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, he came and disrespected Estella.
He did,
Estella
didn't
Casas.
He? You still
yes.
remember that, huh?
I will
All
never forgive
years.
Him for that. No, no,
when he
no.
hosted the local version of Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yes, and he was wildly yeah. inappropriate
yeah,
with Estella.
He talked about her tatas, didn't he?
I know.
Yeah, I
the
remember that.
Nerve.
I remember that.
Yeesh.
Oh, yeah, he can be kind of a douche.
A little bit.
As a matter of fact, the other day I was reading where in San Antonio, he was in San Antonio for some reason or another, and some local chef called him out because Mario tried to get some free meals comped.
Yes.
On the promise that if they fed him for free, he would Instagram about them one time.
Right, exactly.
To pay for his meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the chef called him out hard,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. He's like, dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Right?
Which is why never. You and I, we're like, no way, man. There's not even a possibility we would do something like that.
Right?
Because how embarrassing.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I would rather play the don't you know who I am card, you know, because you're in person.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that can be used against you like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, than to do something like that on Facebook.
Exactly, yeah.
Because,
I mean, it's right
for
there.
A free meal.
Yeah, because it will never go away.
Right?
Hello, screenshots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy Tuesday. It's Kiss FM. Should be a much cooler day today. Like in the 60s. We're talking mid-60s today. That's how cool it's going to
yep.
be. It's going to be so cold today.
How
Check this
cold
out, man.
Is it?
And it's so cold this morning.
How cold is it?
The coffee house hipsters are wearing scarves and wool hats because they're actually cold, and not just because they're metrosexual D-bags. That's how cold it is this morning.
Man, that's cold.
It is so cold this morning.
How cold is it?
Channel 4 sports guy Lou Romano is in danger of being hunted for his fur.
Oy.
Keep that shirt on, buddy. Don't let them see what's underneath you. And finally, it's so cold this morning.
How cold is it?
The people that have been camping out in Duranguito
yeah.
are seriously considering demolishing the buildings to use the wood for heat. That is how cold it is this morning.
That's cold, dude.
It's cold. Kiss FM. You notice it's been staying darker later and getting darker earlier?
Right.
Or staying darker earlier.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
You know, getting darker earlier.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah.
It's almost going to be time to do that time change mm-hmm. thing, baby. Mm-hmm. One of the sure signs that fall has arrived in El Paso. The other, of course, you know, the miners being, you know, windless.
Oh.
Another sure sign it's fall wow. in El Paso. Don't wow me. You know it's a
I
sure
know.
Sign.
I didn't say stop. You're lying. I just said wow.
FYI, it's not until the first weekend in November that you
oh, okay.
do that time change thing. Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 Kiss FM. Hi, hello. Happy Tuesday.
Woo-hoo.
Did you hear the First Lady and the First X are feuding?
Dude, I love this so much. Mostly because we get to hear Ivana Trump's moose and squirrel,
yeah.
you know, accent that she's got.
Yeah. Here's why the First Lady and the First X are feuding. This is what Ivana, Donald Trump, President Trump's first mm-hmm. wife, had to say on an interview yesterday on Good Morning America about, you know, her staying in contact with President Trump.
I have the direct number to the White House, but I don't really want to call him there because Melania is there, and I don't want to cause any kind of jealousy or something like that because I'm basically first Trump wife, okay? I'm first lady, okay?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she called herself the first lady. I know.
Okay.
I know.
I am first wife, okay?
And Melania was like, I kill you.
I know, really, I crush your head.
Yeah, so Melania, through her press people, fired back, you know, that she was just looking for attention.
Right, right.
And
that she's just an ex.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah, now, see, yeah. I would have just said, you know, I probably just would have said, oh, how cute of her to think that. Aww, how sweet.
She's adorable when she's senile.
I know, right?
Yeah. So you know what? We got to know, man. Why are you beefing with your spouse's ex?
Nice.
880-9393. Holler at us, man. Why are you beefing with your spouse's ex? At the end of the hour, we will give away a pair of tickets to Portugal the Man.
Woohoo!
Portugal the Man, Friday at the Plaza. Why are you beefing with your spouse's ex? Kiss.
Hi, Carlotta.
Hi.
Okay, so we're talking about the two Mrs. Trumps, the former and the current. They're beefing because the former said, no, pues I am the first lady because I am the first Mrs. Trump, Moose and Squirrel. And then the second one said, yeah, whatever, you're the ex-wife, honey, sit down.
And she also added Moose and Squirrel.
Moose and Squirrel.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. So why are you beefing with your spouse's ex?
I had recently, this past year or so, just married my husband, and we have two children together, and his ex had messaged me consistently right after I married him, and it went, you know, on Facebook, you know, Facebook official, and she had said, hey, call me, I need to talk to you about him. And I was like, what on earth? So I called her, and she said, I wanted to let you know you have my permission to marry him. And I'm sitting here like, what planet are you from?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I don't care that you're marrying him. I have a fiance. I'm moving on.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it's been 4 years since you were with my husband.
Yeah. So she gave you permission to take her sloppy seconds.
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
is that what it was? Was that
that's essentially what it was sounding like.
Right? That was the kind of vibe she was putting out.
Yeah.
Huh? And were you so thankful? Did you thank her profusely?
Oh, totally. I was so thankful. She still tries to message me. I don't block people on Facebook because I just ignore people I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But she still tries to message me once in a while, and she's like, hey, I just wanted to see how you're doing, see how the marriage is going, like, keep tabs on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you've moved on, why are you trying to perceive that you need to keep tabs on this relationship?
Wow.
Like, it's like we're your children.
Oh,
and I'm sitting here, like, just in awe that somebody would actually go out and do that.
Yeah, yeah. Next thing you know, she's going to give you permission to have his babies.
Right?
Right. Yeah. And I'm sitting here like, we've already got a junior. We've already got a mini-me.
Uh-huh.
And then we have our two-and-a-half-year-old daughter. And I'm like, it's been 4 years since you were with this guy.
Yeah.
We have kids. We're married. We're moving on with our lives. We don't think about you. And you message and try to make sure that we know you're okay with it.
I love it. That's classic. Thank you, Carlotta.
I was like, what on earth?
Thanks,
you're
girl.
Welcome.
We got your
all
name.
All right, have a good day.
You
okay,
too.
All right. So she's in the running for a pair of tickets to go see Portugal the Man.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.